So how do we pull together all the strands of this issue, which really does revolve around our relationship with China?
Well, we just had that whisper there, didn't we, about the Hurstville Hospital being sold to Chinese interests.
Yep. We've got our defence budget being dramatically increased. So our budget's not going to be going back into surplus for a long time now because we're spending a lot of money on defence, and it's plainly targeted at China and the involvement of China to our north. Then we have yesterday's controversy over the sale of Van Diemen's Land dairy to a Chinese billionaire, fears over our food security. VDL was already in majority foreign ownership, so it was already owned by New Zealand interests. It had never been owned by Australians. But it emerged this morning that the Foreign Investment Review Board is considering bids for the giant Kidman cattle station. Two of those bids are from Chinese companies. Decision expected within the next fortnight. A lot of pressure on the Treasurer, Scott Morrison. He's pictured on the front page of the Telegraph today milking a cow while he's thinking about whether he's going to sign off on the sale of this to China. So there's that debate. And then we have closer to home the impact that foreign buyers are having on house prices in Western Sydney. It's always very hard to get a handle on this, isn't it? There's a lot of anecdotal evidence. There are rules around what you can buy. There's foreign investment rules about new and existing property. But there are also loopholes which people climb through as well. And we know the government's pulled up a couple of sales of luxury properties, but what about the smaller places? They can't keep an eye on everything, can they?
Well, in the Financial Review today, you've got complaints from a storeman, he's 34, Kai Misson, who's saying he's been looking for a house for worth about $500,000 and a little bit of a garden in Western Sydney. He just can't find it. He said, I should be paying $285,000, $300,000 for a house like that, and I'm paying in excess of $150,000 to $200,000. All of the housing prices, he says, are overinflated.
Yeah. So he's saying it's hundreds of thousand dollars above what the places are worth, and he's not prepared to pay that. There's a lot of people, though, who are prepared to pay it. They stretch themselves, and there are others who simply cannot even begin to think about affording it. So what's driving all of that? Well, you've got the debate over negative gearing, and then you've got the consistent message coming through from people that there's also a lot of money coming from overseas, and a lot of that money's coming from China and also from India. The Parramatta City Council Lord Mayor Paul Garrard, he's been talking about the difficulty people are having paying their mortgages, paying their rents, and the evidence that a lot of this is being driven by foreign dollars. He joins us on the line now. Paul Garrard, good morning.
Good morning, Thomas. How are you going?
Very well, Paul. Thanks for joining us. What evidence is there that foreign buyers are inflating house prices in Western Sydney?
Well, you know, we see it every day in people coming through the doors of Parramatta Council. Mortgage and rental stress is very clearly a big issue. We've got something like 27% of our people are suffering from rental stress. And on top of that, we've got 14% of people suffering from mortgage stress.
How overinflated do you think the prices are actually in your area, though?
Well, really extreme, you know. House prices are going through the roof. People are really struggling. 1 in 10 people have indicated to us that, you know, they're having trouble putting food on the table within a period of 12 days, and 1 in 10 people can't raise $2,000 within 2 days. This is the way things are. House prices are extreme. And no one's doing much about it.
Yeah. I mean, what do you want to see done about it, though? Because we've got people here, hedge fund managers, who are predicting that housing prices could fall up to 50% in Sydney and Melbourne over the next couple of years.
Well, what we're finding out is that over the last 3 years, house prices have risen by 35%, and rental and units have risen by 26%. Now, it's a situation that people just can't keep up with. Wages aren't moving as fast as what prices are, and it's creating an extreme concern within the community.
But you've been quoted as saying that there are a lot of buyers coming from China and India. A lot of these people are not relying on lending. They've got cash, and there are questions about where the money's coming from.
Well, that seems to be a clear pattern. Maybe Parramatta is just a great place to attract cosmopolitan and people. But at the end of the day, they seem to be walking in the door with a lot of money in their hand.
This is for new investments and new properties?
No, most of these properties are, in terms of units, yes, they are new property. The housing stock, in the main, is aged housing.
Right.
Not new.
But do you think there's a lot of money coming from outside Australia into those into that market?
Well, that seems to be a common pattern, particularly with units.
And you're experiencing a big boom in these apartments as well, aren't you, Paul?
Now, we've had 10,000 units approved in Parramatta, 10,000 in the CBD alone, and that figure just keeps on growing. But there's no trouble in selling them. That's the point. There's a lot of money out there.
Are you concerned that we're going to be sitting here in 5 years or 10 years almost holding inquiries into what went on in this property boom right now?
Well, it's really up to the government to get a hold of this issue. In 5 years' time, this will go way past. It's at crisis point now. And the affordability of housing in Sydney, particularly in Parramatta and Western Sydney, is a joke. The definition of affordable just doesn't relate to what's happening in the marketplace.
Would you prefer to see restrictions imposed on some of these foreign buyers coming in and with plenty of cash and buying these apartments and houses?
Well, the government's gone some of the way in trying to do that, but really only scratched the surface. So I think there needs to be a concerted effort by government to address this issue. Otherwise, we're going to... If one in 10 people now are suffering under these concerns, I mean, it's going to be enormous in 5 years.
Paul Garrett, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks very much, mate.
Paul Garrett, he's the Lord Mayor of Parramatta. He was actually at the airport just in the departures lounge, which is why there was that noise. I guess you could hear that. But we wanted to catch him to get his comments on this. There's a lot of commentary around this today. But have you got some knowledge of this, some knowledge yourselves? You work in the game. Have you seen some of this happening, this amount of money that's washing through the system?
Maybe you've been to an auction. Maybe you've been trying to buy a house in Western Sydney and you've come across... bidders there from India, from China, from elsewhere, all cashed up, who just have no problem in keep putting their hand up and keep pushing that price back.
Yep.
So would you like to see tougher restrictions on who can own property in Australia? Then there's the issue of our agricultural assets.
Yep.
Would you have a problem with a Chinese company sweeping up our largest cattle station, Kidmans? Would that concern you?
Yeah. All right. Look,
let's open the lines on this.
It's kind of like a large picture, which is there a sniff of xenophobia about
this?
There's
just a little hint of it, isn't there? We didn't mind the New Zealanders owning the big dairy company, but when the Chinese company comes in and buys it out, we're all suddenly up in arms about it.
Right.
So is it xenophobic as well? Or do we have concerns about protecting our own food resources?